The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
We know the halacha is a chiyuv every day to make Birchas HaTorah. It's a shaila if it's a chiyuv min HaTorah, min derabanan, but everyone agrees that there is an obligation everyone has to make the Birchas HaTorah, once every day. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Aruch Chaim Siman Zayin Sif Yud Aleph, what happens if a person sleeps in the middle of the day? What's the halacha after a person wakes up after he takes a nap in the middle of the day? Is he mechuyev to make another Birchas HaTorah? Or do we say that the Birchas HaTorah that he made in the morning still goes on whatever he's going to learn after he wakes up, and therefore he does not make a new Birchas HaTorah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Shinas keva biyoim al mitosoi. Have a hefsik. If a person sleeps, shinas keva on his bed, it's considered a hefsik, and you have to make a new bracha, Birchas HaTorah. V'yesh oimrim, deloy have a hefsik. And some say that it's not a hefsik, v'cheinogu, and the paskins that this is the meaning that you do not make a new bracha. What exactly is this machlekes? So this machlekes is really dependent upon a machlekes rishonim, and that is regarding the ikur chiv, that we said that is a chiv to make a Birchas HaTorah once a day. So the question is, why do you even have to make a Birchas HaTorah today if I made a Birchas HaTorah yesterday? Why is there a chiv to make a new Birchas HaTorah? So Bishlomo, if a person puts on tzitzis today, so you say, why do you have to make a new bracha on tzitzis today? He made a bracha on tzitzis yesterday. The answer is that he made the bracha before he did the mitzvah, and then he finished the mitzvah, and there was a hefsik, there was a hesek hadas, and the mitzvah is over, and now he's doing the mitzvah again. So now you can't use the original bracha you made for the mitzvah after the mitzvah is over. Now I'm starting to do the mitzvah again. Therefore, you have to make a new bracha. Person who wears tefillin today, he has to make a new bracha, even though he wore tefillin yesterday, because he took it off. There was a hefsik or a hesek hadas. The Gabi Birchas HaTorah, the halacha is that we don't say that. We say if a person made a Birchas HaTorah before he began to learn in the morning, and then he stopped learning, and he didn't learn for a number of hours till later on in the day, we do not say that he has to make a new Birchas HaTorah because he stopped. For whatever the reason is, if because there's a chiv to learn constantly, or because since there is a chiv to learn, he wasn't really misiach das, whatever the pshat is. But Birchas HaTorah is different from other Birchas HaMitzvahs in that we don't consider it a hepsik. We don't consider that the bracha ends. The bracha continues to go on everything you learn the entire day. So the question becomes, so then why do you have to make a new bracha? You make one bracha once in your life and it'll go for your entire lifetime. So the Rosh says in brachas, in the first parak, the reason why you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah every day is because in between he went to sleep. Even though during the day we don't consider the hesek hadas, the fact that the person was Isaac and he was doing other things, and he wasn't actually learning. However, when a person goes to sleep, so that is a clear-cut hefsik. The person's not learning when he's sleeping. Since that's considered a hefsik, so now, when a person wakes up, he has to make a new Birchas HaTorah. So that's why even though you made a Birchas HaTorah yesterday, you're still mechuyev to make a new Birchas HaTorah today. So that, for that, we understand the first opinion that Shulchan Aruch brings, that hu adin, if someone has a shinas keva, al mitosai, in the middle of the day, so that would also be considered a hefsik. There's no halacha that there's a new chiv to make a Birchas HaTorah every day. Person has a chiv to make a Birchas HaTorah, and the Birchas HaTorah, the bracha continues to go until there's something which is mafsik. What's considered a hefsik? So the Rosh says that sleeping is a hefsik. So if sleeping is a hefsik, it makes no difference whether the person is sleeping in the daytime or if the person is sleeping in the nighttime. Now, if the halacha is, if it's only a shinas ara, it wasn't a shinas keva, so then that's not enough of a hefsik. Fine. So but the Shulchan Aruch says, a person had a shinas keva, he slept during the day, a shinas keva al mitosoi, that's considered a hefsik, and therefore we understand the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch why you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. What's pshat in the Yesh Eimer? What's pshat in the second sheet, which the Shulchan Aruch says that's the minig, why you don't make a new Birchas HaTorah? So the Beis Yosef over here brings that the makar for this halacha, for this opinion, is an augur. And what does the augur say? The augur says that over here we're chayshish for the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? So Tosfos in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph from the Beis brings Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the Rosh. The Rosh says that the reason why you make new Birchas HaTorah every day is because when you go to sleep it's a hefsik. Rabbeinu Tam says no, going to sleep is not a hefsik. Rabbeinu Tam says that's not the halacha. That's not the reason why you make a new Birchas HaTorah every day. So Elamai, why do you make a new Birchas HaTorah every day? So Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's a new chiv. Every day there's a new chiv. So even though you made a Birchas HaTorah yesterday, there's a new chiv to make a Birchas HaTorah today. And Ein Chanami Birchas HaTorah is different from other brachas. Other brachas, we say that the bracha doesn't continue once you stop doing the mitzvah. Birchas HaTorah is different. It's a different kind of bracha. And therefore, Birchas HaTorah continues. Even if a person goes to sleep, the Birchas HaTorah, the bracha still continues. And therefore, you don't make a new bracha. Why do you make a new bracha the next day? Because there's a new chiyuv. When it's a new day, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that creates a new chiyuv to make a new Birchas HaTorah. And that's why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you make a new bracha, even though I made the Birchas HaTorah yesterday. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if a person sleeps in the middle of the day, that's not enough of a reason for him to make a new Birchas HaTorah. The sleeping, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is not considered enough of a hefsek to mechayev a new Birchas HaTorah. So therefore, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, the Yesh Oimrim, who say that it's taka not considered a hefsek, and if someone sleeps in the middle of the day, he won't make a Birchas HaTorah. And that's why we have these two shitas. So the two shitas over here in the Mechaber, whether you would make a new Birchas HaTorah if someone has a Shinas Kva in the middle of the day, is totally in whether the Shinan that is sleeping is considered a hefsik or sleeping is not considered a hefsik. Now there's another Nafkimino Ladino that comes out from this Machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh. We said this Nafkimino between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh if Shin is a hefsik. Nafkamina will be, what about the other way around? What if a person didn't sleep? And now it's a new day. He stayed up the whole night. He never went to sleep. So now it's considered a new day. So would you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah or not? So this should be a Nafkamina. According to the Rosh, who holds that the only reason why you make a new Birchas HaTorah today is because there was a hefsik, because they went to sleep. So if he never went to sleep, then it's not a hefsik. So then he still has the bracha from the day before. And then he would not make a new Birchas HaTorah. That every day there is a new obligation to make a Birchas HaTorah and has nothing to do with whether the person went to sleep or not, because the sleeping is not a hefsek anyways, then the halacha would be that even if a person was up all night and he never went to sleep, the halacha will be that he'll have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. What's the halacha l'maisa, how do we pass him in this case? So the Shulchan Aruch himself, in the same Simen Memzayin Sif Yud Gimel, Paskins, he writes very clearly that if somebody wakes up early, they're not talking about a case where a person was up the whole night. I'm talking about a case where a person went to sleep, but he woke up, and he woke up, it was kaidim arayim, it was still nighttime when he woke up. Mashkim kaidim arayim lumid, he woke up early before it was even the daytime, and he wants to learn. So does he make a Birchas HaTorah or not? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that as soon as you wake up, you make a new Birchas HaTorah, even though it's still the nighttime and it's before Alois HaShachar, and it's not the daytime at all. What's the pshat? According to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the chiv to make a Birchas HaTorah is only because it's a new day, so when is it considered a new day in order to make Birchas HaTorah? The new day starts when the new day begins. The halacha, according to the Torah, the Mishnah says, Migol Daf Chof, that the day begins, the earliest time the day begins, Alois HaShachar. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you won't be able to make a new Birchas HaTorah until Alois HaShachar. I made a Birchas HaTorah on Sunday. I can't make another Birchas HaTorah until Monday morning, until it's at least Alois HaShachar. So if a person was mashkim kaidim ar hayayim, it means the person woke up and it was before Alois HaShachar, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he will not be able to make a new Birchas HaTorah until Alois HaShachar. It's not a problem. According to Rabbeinu Tam himself, holds you still out of learning. You still have the bracha. There's no problem of learning without Birchas HaTorah because the Birchas HaTorah still extends until Alois HaShachar. However, you won't be able to make a bracha. And the Mechaber himself, Paskins, and he doesn't bring any chaluk, he doesn't bring anyone who disagrees, he says the halacha is that if somebody's mashim koid marayim, he makes a Birchas HaTorah. Why? What's the pshat? How can you make a Birchas HaTorah? The teretz is that the Mechaber Paskins like the Rosh. The Rosh holds that whenever someone sleeps, that's considered a hefsik. And since it's a hefsik, so it doesn't make a difference. You don't have to sleep all the way to Alois HaShachar, so long as the person slept part of the night. That was considered a shinas kva. Same with the Rosh holds, even if someone sleeps during the day, it's a shinas kva, it's a hefsik. And it's and you'll be mechuyiv to make a new birchas HaTorah. So too, when a person sleeps by night, as soon as he wakes up, he'll be able to make a birchas HaTorah, even if it's before Alois HaShachar. So from the Shulchan Aruch's words in Sif Yud Gimel, it says, you see clearly that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like, not like Rabbeinu Tam, and he paskins like the Rosh. And he's not even choshish for Rabbeinu Tam at all in order even to make it a Safik Brachas. It would be a Safik Brachas, maybe you'll say, Safik Brachas, the Haka, you won't make a Brachas in Safik. He's not choshish at all for Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore he says, the Garmi, the Halacha is that you're allowed to make the Brachas. But now we have a contradiction. Because the Shulchan Aruch himself, what we said before in Sefer Aleph, says that there's 2 days. He brought down the machlokes in the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, and he says the minig is that when somebody sleeps during the day, he doesn't make a new bracha. Now, with the fact that he says you don't make a bracha, and says v'chein nog with the minig, that itself is not a raya that he passed inside Rabbeinu Tam. It could be that he held it was a suffik, and since it's a suffik what the halacha is, so therefore it's better not to make a bracha. But at least, at the very least, we see that the Shulchan Aruch in Sifir Aleph, he's choshish, he's worried about Shifus Rabbeinu Tam, and he says you should be choshish Rabbeinu Tam enough that you're not going to make a new birchas HaTorah. And if he's choshish for Shifus Rabbeinu Tam in Sifir Aleph, when someone sleeps during the day, so then it would make sense that he should be choshish the same way all the way around. When somebody wakes up early, and somebody is now before Alayhi Shachar, you should be choshish Rabbeinu Tam, and you shouldn't be able to make a new birchas HaTorah until Alayhi Shachar. So we have a contradiction over here in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. So regarding the actual stira in the words of Shulchan Aruch, so it would have been possible that we could suggest that there's a difference between Sifir Aleph and Sifir Gimel. Sifir Aleph is talking about a person who took a nap during the daytime. And the Shaila is, when a person takes a nap during the daytime, is it considered a hefsik or is it not considered a hefsik? So the Rosh says it's considered a hefsik, you make a new birchas HaTorah. Theoretically, a person could say that if a person takes a nap during the daytime, it's not enough of a hefsek. I could hear a svara that when a person goes to sleep at nighttime, when the derech is that a person sleeps and usually sleeps for a long time. So then, that's a hefsek, that's a hesek hadas. And now we say that when he wakes up, it's considered enough of a hefsek that avada, he will be mechuyiv to make a new birchas HaTorah. So that's why Hagam, they will say, you don't hold like a big time, you hold that whenever there's a hefsik, you will make a new birchas HaTorah. So fine, so we'll say that when someone, it's if you give him the Shulchan Aruch, is talking about someone who slept by night, that's a much bigger hefsik than someone who slept during the daytime. So when someone sleeps by night, it's a hefsik, and you can make a new birchas HaTorah right away. Masha'enkin, when someone goes to sleep during the day, so Hagam, that the first day in the Shulchan Aruch says that sleeping during the day, Shinas Kva, is a hefsik, but maybe the Yeshayim held that it's not enough of a hefsik. Since it's not enough of a hefsik, so there the halacha is that it's not a hefsik, so you may still have the birchas HaTorah you made in the morning before he went to sleep. So if it's not enough of a hefsik, therefore he says the minig is to be mekel, to be choshish, that it's not a hefsik, and therefore you won't make a new bracha. So that could be a potential answer, we can answer up the stira, that it won't be a stira between these two halachas. However, that's only true if you say that the Shulchan Aruch wasn't choshish for Rabbeinu Tam at all. It's not the mashmois of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, which is the makar for this shita, with this yeshayim that the Shulchan Aruch is bringing, all the paiskim say this is based on the shita ha'ogre that the Beis Yosef brought down, and the ogre himself is choshish for Rabbeinu Tam, which sounds like it's not the pshat that he holds that sleeping is not in the hefsik, but the yisoid is if there would be a big enough hefsik, you would be able to make a bracha. The pshat in the yeshayim in Sifir Aleph is that sleeping is not a hefsik b'chlal. So, if that's true, that in Sifir Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch was choshish for Rabbeinu Tam, so then this is not a good answer. We're back to our kasha. We have a stira. How we're going to answer the stira in the Shulchan Aruch? So I saw in the Tzlach, in the Gemara over there in Brachas, in Dafir Aleph and Beis, the Tzlach, he says he's mistapik, he's not sure what the halacha will be in this scenario. The scenario is like this. A person who went to sleep at the beginning of the night, and he woke up in the middle of the night, and he wants to learn. So the question over here is, the Shulchan Aruch is discussing whether you can make a Birchas HaTorah or not. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this person went to sleep beginning of the night, and he woke up. So at this point in time, where he woke up, it's not new day, it's not yet Alois HaShachar, so he can't make a Birchas HaTorah. However, a couple hours later, when it finally reaches the time of Alisa Shachar Adado, at that time he's mechuyev to make a new Birchas HaTorah. Because Rabbi Tam holds that there's a new chiv, that the chiv to make Birchas HaTorah is a new chiv that starts every day at Alisa Shachar, at the beginning of the day. So, Hagam, that it's true that when a person woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, then he could learn at 2 o'clock in the morning, he learns and he doesn't make a Birchas HaTorah according to Rabbi Tam. But when it comes 6-7 o'clock in the morning, when it's already after Alois HaShachar, then Avada is going to make a new Birchas HaTorah. So the Tzlach wants to know, what happens if a person knows he's going to be mechuyev in the bracha later on, because whatever learning he wants to learn is 7-8 o'clock in the morning, and he knows when he woke up at 2 o'clock he's going to learn now, but he's also going to learn later on. So maybe he could make the bracha now at 2 o'clock in the morning, and have in mind that the bracha, the Birchas HaTorah that he's making now, is not going on the learning that he's doing right now at 2 o'clock in the morning, because that learning doesn't require a new Birchas HaTorah. For that, he has yesterday's bracha. But he'll have in mind that the Birchas HaTorah that I'm making now should go on that Torah that I'm planning on learning after Alois HaShachar. Because after Alois HaShachar, you zikr have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. And the Birchas HaTorah is going on the Torah that I'm going to learn then. So the Tzlach says, he's mesupik what the halacha will be in such a case. Do we say, in such a case, that a person could say that even though right now he's not mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah and he can learn without Birchas HaTorah, but he can make the bracha and have in mind that the bracha will go on the Torah he's going to learn after Alois HaShachar? And therefore, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, he can make the bracha now. Or do we say, no, you can't make the bracha now, because the bracha now is, you're not mechuyev to make this bracha now. You're right, when it comes after Alois HaShachar, then you'll be mechuyev to make a new bracha, you can make the bracha then. But you can't make a bracha now and have in mind that it should go on what you're going to learn, on what you're planning on doing later. Is the Tzach? The Tzach over here is Mesupik, and he's not sure what the halacha will be in such a case. So it could be that we'll say the Pshat and Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch Taka holds like this Svara of the Tzach. And that would be Miyashiv, the Stira between the 2 days of Shulchan Aruch. Again, we're asking that the Shulchan Aruch himself in Sifir Aleph was Choshev Rabbeinu Tam. He's worried about Jesus Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that's why somebody who took a nap during the day can't make a new Birchas HaTorah. So how could he say for a double posture that when a person wakes up before Alois HaShachar can make Birchas HaTorah? Because of Rabbeinu Tam, you can't make the Birchas HaTorah until Alois HaShachar. The Teretz is that over there, even Rabbeinu Tam will agree that you can make a Birchas HaTorah. According to the Rosh, I definitely can make a Birchas HaTorah because I already slept, and it's a Hefzik. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, I'll make the Birchas HaTorah now. The Birchas HaTorah is not going on what I'm learning before Alois. The Birchas HaTorah is going on whatever Torah I'm going to learn after Alois, and I can make the bracha before and have in mind that'll be Nimshach. The bracha will continue. There's definitely no hefsik between when I make the bracha at 2 o'clock in the morning and when I'm learning at 7 o'clock in the morning, because Rabbeinu Tam himself says that it's not a hefsik the whole day. So Bishlam, if a person wants to make a bracha on make a bracha l'sata b'tzitzis, he wants to make the bracha l'sata b'tzitzis at 2 o'clock in the morning. He's not going to put on his talis until 5 hours later. So that's clearly a hefsik. You can't do that. You can't make the bracha and have a hefsik in between. That's a hefsik issue. But over here by Birchas HaTorah, we don't have a problem with hefsik, because even if I made the bracha at 2 o'clock in the morning before Alois HaShachar, it's not going to be a hefsik after Alois HaShachar, because whatever you do, even if I don't learn until later, it's not a hefsik. So maybe over here, taka could be much better. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch holds like this svara of it, like this side of the tzlach. And therefore, that's why he says that even Rabbeinu Tam will agree that you can make the bracha, and that's why he says for a davar pashut that you're allowed to make the bracha. It's interesting that even though the tzlach over here is mesupik, but there is in Chuz Noidi Bihuda, which is written by the same author, Rabbi Cheskel Landau, in Noidi Bihuda Tinyana Yeridea Simen Puf Pei Zayin, the Noidi Bihuda writes for a Dover Poshet that a person cannot make a bracha, a Birchas HaMitzvah, before the Zman of the Mitzvah begins. And let's say a case where there is no problem of Hefzik. What happens if a person, the mitzvah hayom start Alois HaShachar. So the Mishnah says that even though lechatchila, let's say Mikra Megillah, you're supposed to read the Megillah after Nates, but for the Eved, you could read the Megillah by Alois. What happens if a person is mamish in a big rush? So he's reading the Megillah at Alois, and he's in such a big rush, he doesn't want to make the bracha. He doesn't want to wait after Alois to make the bracha. He wants to make the bracha before Alois. He's going to make the bracha before Alois. He's going to finish mamish at Alois, and then at that time he can already start reading the Megillah. So there is no hefsik issue. However, he made the bracha at a time where he's not yet mechuyev in the mitzvah. Could you make the bracha at that time or not? So then the Yehuda says you can't. Like Yehuda says, in the Nuscha Bracha, a person makes a bracha, he makes a bracha, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayisav V'tzivonu. He's making a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us to perform this mitzvah. Right now, Hashem didn't command us to do this mitzvah. Hashem will command us after Lo Yishachar. But now we're not commanded to do this mitzvah. So how can you make a bracha when you're not mechuyev? Therefore, it says the Noid of Yehuda that you can't do such a thing. So I saw they bring these words of the Noid of Yehuda don't fit with what he writes in Tzlach. In Tzlach, he seems to say, is Mesopik, could be the fear of any time, by Birchas HaTorah, I'll make the bracha now, and I only need the bracha for later after Alois HaShachar. The Noid Yehuda says you can't do that. The Noid Yehuda seems to be positive that you can't do that. You have to know, it could be that the two cases are not exactly the same. The case of the Noid Yehuda is that a person is making a bracha at a time where he's not commanded to do the mitzvah. So there it's not a problem of the tzivon. In the case over here of Rabbeinu Tam, which is the case that the Tzlach is discussing, had the person not made a Birchas HaTorah the previous day, and now he wants to learn at 2 o'clock in the morning, he definitely has to make a bracha. It's definitely Bitzivano. He is definitely commanded to learn right now. It's not a stira. He's not saying something which is shekin. It happens to be that he's not mechuyiv to make a new bracha because he was already yaitza with the bracha that he made yesterday. But if the whole problem that the Noid Yehuda is worried about is how could you say Vitzivonu? You're saying something which is not true. I'm saying I'm commanded to do this mitzvah. I'm not commanded to do this mitzvah right now. That problem, it would seem, wouldn't seem to apply in the case of the Tzlach. So it could be there's no contradiction between the Tzlach and the Noid Yehuda. Hakaponim va'ayfin, even though the Tzlach is specific about this halacha, so we could use this svar of the Tzlach in order to be miyashiv the stir in the mechaber. Now, there's another place where I think this yisoid of at least the Sofag of the Tzlach, this side of the Tzlach where it seems to be boilet, where it seems that we will be stuck and we will have to say the Svara, and that will be a proof that the Svara is a good Svara, even though the Tzlach himself wasn't sure about it. Now we mentioned before, what's the halacha if a person didn't go to sleep the entire night? If a person was Neir Kol HaLaila, so the Mechaber discusses this in Sifid Beis. In Sifid Beis, the Mechaber says that if somebody was up the entire night and he didn't go to sleep, so the din is that Afam lo amamad balayla haloyla halach achar hayoyim sho'over ve'inzach la'av zelavarech kol zman shalo yoshim. So the Mechaber says that if the person didn't go to sleep, it sounds like Kolzman, he didn't go to sleep, you don't make a new bracha. That's what it sounds like. And the Mogen Avraham says that's the Mashmois of the Mechaber. It's not explicit in the Mechaber, but it sounds like the Mechaber is saying that if somebody never went to sleep and he was up the whole night, he doesn't make a bracha. So the Mogen Avraham over there, Sivkot and Yidbeis, says, Tzarchin, he says, why don't you make a new bracha? Why don't you make a new bracha? He says, I understand if you hold like the tour, which is the Shita Sarosh, that whenever you go to sleep, it's a hefsik and you make a new bracha. So fine, this person didn't go to sleep. Since he didn't go to sleep, so we can't make a new Birchas HaTorah. But if you hold, but Lefir, Benu Tam, if I hold, he says, the Mogen Avraham says, Lefi Masha Nagu, Lefi, what the Mechaber himself wrote in Sifir Aleph, that the minig is, that if someone goes to sleep during the day, he doesn't make a new bracha. So now you see that the bracha is not totally in sleeping, the bracha is not totally in, it's not the bracha sleeping, it's a hefsik. So then the story is like a new time, that the chiv to make a Birchas HaTorah starts again every day, so over here you should make a new bracha. Now, the Kasha of the Mogen Avraham doesn't seem to make any sense. Because when the Shulchan Aruch says that the minig is not to make a bracha when somebody takes a nap during the day, that's because the mechaber is being machriya like Rabbeinu Tam. Chayra not. Chayra the mechaber is not being machriya like Rabbeinu Tam. The pashas is that the mechaber is saying this is a machlokes in rechoshes for Rabbeinu Tam. So rechoshes, we say misafik, you don't make a bracha. So here too, if somebody was up the entire night, you're right that according to Rabbeinu Tam, after Alei Shachar, you can make a new bracha, but according to the Rosh, you can't because the guy never went to sleep. So Vaitis, it's a suffix, so we'll say the same story. The same way the Mechaber and Zivin Alf said, if someone takes a nap during the day, it's a suffix, so he doesn't make, it's 2 days, so he doesn't make a bracha. So what do you know over here, he doesn't make a bracha. And this is Rabbi Kivager's Kash and the Bir Agra, they both ask this Kash on the Mogen Avraham. Lemaisa, the Mogen Avraham adds another line. The Mogen Avraham says, after he says that this is his Kasha, he adds another reason why he says, why over here you really should make a new bracha. He says, "Im keng the didon nam afshelo yoshem kishemer hayoyim tzorach levarich." What's the reason why if somebody was up the entire night, he should still make a bracha? It sounds like he's saying that when a person makes the bracha, every day a person wakes up and he makes a bracha satayra. He knows that tomorrow he's going to make another bracha satayra. So what do you mean? How can he make a bracha satayra tomorrow if he made a bracha satayra today? So the teretz is that when a person wakes up, his das is, when he makes birchas atayra, is that birchas atayra should go on today. And that, and therefore, even, if he goes to sleep, so then he becomes mechuyev again, according to the Rosh. But even if he doesn't go to sleep, but his das is only that the birchas atayra should last for 24 hours, because he knows that tomorrow he's gonna make a new bracha. So now, if that was the person's das when he made the bracha, so then automatically, after 24 hours, the bracha disappears. The bracha doesn't go anymore on the learning that he's going to learn tomorrow. Memela Zoktamog and Avram, we say, could say a Svara that even according to the Rosh, even if I don't look at any time, if I don't look at any time, I've added you to make a new bracha every day. But even if I don't look at any time, but the sense the person's das is that the bracha shouldn't go more than 24 hours, Memela Zoktamog and Avram, therefore it makes sense that the next day you should make a bracha even if you're up the entire night. So therefore the Mog and Avram is adding a Svara. He's not just saying that we should hold like a many time and make a bracha, and make a bracha even if the person didn't go to sleep the entire night. Even if I don't look like a many time, and I hold like the Rosh, still, there's a svara why the person should make a new bracha today, even though he didn't go to sleep in between. Lamaisa, the svara of the Mogen Avram, besides the fact that the Mogen Avram is asking a kasha, and he wants to argue on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Mashmoyt, the Shulchan Aruch, machmas, a new svara that he made up, which is strange. Where do we find such a svara? That a person's das when he made the bracha is that it's only till tomorrow, it doesn't go past tomorrow. Nobody said that. The Rishonim definitely never said that. Besides that, the Chai Adam and Nishmas Adam, Klal Tesef Kod and Gimel asks, this is a very strange svara. Because we don't find this concept in anywhere else in Hilchos Brachos. If a person wants to eat something, he wants to eat an apple, so he makes a very pure eitz. So if a person had das, that he wants to eat this apple, he made a very pure eitz, he ate an apple, so that he doesn't make. So the halacha is, he's allowed to eat the apple. Let's say he wants to eat another apple. He ate one apple, he wants another apple. You don't make a new bari priya eats on the second apple. One bari priya eats goes on everything that he eats. What if a person gets up and he says, you know what, I have das, I bedafka want to eat two apples, and I want to make two brachas. I want that, I'm going to make a bari priya eats right now, and my das is it should only be on this apple. And then in 10 minutes from now, no hefsik, no nothing, 10 minutes from now, I'm going to make a new bari priya eats to eat a second apple. You can't do such a thing. That's a bracha. Besides the fact that even if it would work, it would be garim bracha shem tzricha, but it doesn't work. Make a taisa that a person could have das that I want my bracha to end. We really find such a thing that I want. I don't want my bracha to be nimshach. A person has heschadas. I understand if there's a real hefsik, a real heschadas. So then he became mechuyev. And even if there would be, if he would make a hefsik, there would be a problem of bracha shem tzricha. But even without him making a hefsik, how could a person have das in such a thing? So how could you tell me that a person when he makes birchas haTorah, I have kavan on my birchas Torah should own, even though be'etzem we're going in the rush. Be'etzem my birchas Torah goes until I go to sleep. But I'm having das, it should stop. It should stop. I could have das that I'm going to make two birchas Torahs today. I'm going to make a birchas Torah for the first half of the day, and then it should stop, and then make a new birchas Torah the second half of the day. Hey, chimatzinu dover zed. This can't work. We don't find anything like this anywhere else. So what kind of sword is this? So he saw that the Machtz HaShekel wants to understand the Mogen Avraham a bit differently. The way the Machtz HaShekel explains the Mogen Avraham's kasha is he says that the Mogen Avraham is asking like this. So we mentioned before that there's a machlokes between the Rosh and Rav Minitam. The Rosh holds that the Birchas HaTorah extends forever until there's a hefsek until a person goes to sleep. Rav Minitam holds that he disagrees with that. So Rav Minitam, when he disagrees with the Rosh, he says there's two nekudas where he disagrees with the Rosh. Number one, he says that sleeping is not a hefsek for Birchas HaTorah. Therefore, even if a person sleeps, the bracha still continues. That's the first kiddush, where he disagrees with the Rosh. Says sleeping is a hefsek. Rabbi Nitam says sleeping is not a hefsek. The second nekuda, Rabbi Nitam machmas, the first nekuda, because he holds that sleeping is not a hefsek. So now Rabbi Nitam says, so how could it be you make a new Birchas HaTorah today, even though I made a bracha yesterday? So Rabbi Yitam says, it must be a new chiddush, that there's a new chiyuv, birchas haTorah every day, and yesterday's bracha doesn't pater me from today's chiyuv. Like other birchas haShachar we find, birchas haShachar, you made a bracha haShachar yesterday, you still have to make a new birchas haShachar today, so the birchas haTorah is the same idea. Now, this is also not like the Rosh, because the Rosh doesn't say that. If the Rosh would hold like that, the Rosh would hold that even if there was no Hefsek Yud to make a new Birchas HaTorah today, even if somebody was up the whole night. Then we see the Mogen Avraham says that according to the Rosh, the Pashtus, the Mashmois, and the Mechaber is that you would make a new Birchas HaTorah because you didn't go to sleep. So Nachta Shekel understood that this was the Mogen Avraham's Kash. The Mogen Avraham was saying that's true, that definitely, there's definitely a Machloikis between the Rosh and Rabbi Tam. If sleeping is a hefsek, the Gabi Birchas HaTorah, the Rosh clearly holds it is, Rabbi Tam clearly holds it's not. But when Rabbi Tam came and he said a second halacha, he said there's a new chiv to make Birchas HaTorah every day, if the Gabi this Nakuda, how do you know the Rosh disagrees? The Rosh happens to hold that Sheen is a hefsek, and therefore if a person sleeps during the day, it makes a new bracha. But if a person didn't sleep the entire night, and now it's a new day, maybe the Rosh will be moided to Rabbeinu Tam. Why should we make a new machloikis in the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam? Clearly Rabbeinu Tam holds that way. But why should they make a new machloikis in the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam? Say the machloikis in the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam is only the Gabi, the first halacha, whether sleeping is a hefsek or sleeping is not a hefsek. But the Gabi, the second halacha, whether you're zachiv, the new chiv to make Birchas HaTorah every day, even if there's no hefsek, maybe the Rosh will agree with Rabbeinu Tam. But even if the Rosh doesn't agree, maybe Shulchan Aruch holds like that. Therefore, that is the crux of the Mogen Avraham's Kash. Problem is, if this is true, if this is the Mogen Avraham's Kash, if this is the Ikar Nekura the Mogen Avraham is asking, it's very, very shver. Because let's go back to Sif Yud Gimel. In Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber says like this. The Mechaber says that a person went to sleep at the beginning of the night. And he woke up koydim ar hayoyim. He slept. He was definitely sleeping. He was definitely hafsik. He woke up koydim ar hayoyim. Zok the mechaber that when he wakes up, it's before Alisa Shachar, he makes a new Birchas HaTorah. Why? He said the mechaber over here is going like the Shita of the Rosh. According to the Rosh, when you wake up, there's a hafsik, so you have to make the new Birchas HaTorah. Fine. So he woke up, let's say, at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he makes a Birchas HaTorah. Now, he learns for a couple of hours, now it's Alisa Shachar. Does he make a new Birchas HaTorah Alois HaShachar? So Mechaber says Beferish, no. He already made a bracha when he woke up in the morning. Therefore, there's no chiv to make a new Birchas HaTorah. I don't understand. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a chiv to make a new Birchas HaTorah every morning. The fact that I made a Birchas HaTorah yesterday doesn't pater my chiv to make a new Birchas HaTorah in the morning. That means as soon as the moment of Alois HaShachar comes, it's chal a new chiv to make a Birchas HaTorah, no matter what happened before. No matter the fact that I made the bracha before. So why, in the case of the Mechaber, where the person woke up before Alois HaShachar, and he made a Birchas HaTorah, why does the Mechaber say that now when it comes to Alois HaShachar, he doesn't have to make a new bracha? What's going on? So, you know, he made a bracha when he woke up. So what do you mean a bracha when he woke up? And now it's Alois HaShachar, he gotta make a new bracha. The teretz is that it's mukhrach from the Mechaber, that the Rosh disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. That you can't tell me that the Rosh agrees to the Svar Rabbeinu Tam that every Alois HaShachar come to make new bracha. Because if the Rosh would agree to the Svar Rabbeinu Tam, so then even if I made a bracha at 2 o'clock in the morning because it was a hefsek, I should start to make a new bracha at 6 o'clock in the morning when it's Alois HaShachar because it's a new day. Elamai, we see clearly that the Rosh disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the Mogen Avraham saying? The Mogen Avraham is saying, oh, how do you know the Rosh argues with Rabbeinu Tam, the Gabi, this Chiddush, that you make a new Birchas HaTorah every day? Of course the Rosh argues with Rabbeinu Tam. Then maybe the Rosh himself doesn't argue. But the Shulchan Aruch clearly argues. So he has a kasha to the Shulchan Aruch clearly argues. Shulchan Aruch understood that the Rosh cannot hold like Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the pshat in the Mogen Avraham? At least the way the Machzah Shekel understands, maybe we'd say different pshat in the Mogen Avraham, but the way Machzah Shekel understands the Mogen Avraham, the kasha doesn't make any sense. The only way this kasha makes sense, this understanding in the Mogen Avraham makes sense, is if we say that ein chanami, it could be the Rosh agrees to Rabbeinu Tam that you become a chuyiv in a new Birchas HaTorah when you hit Alois HaShachar. But since I made the Birchas HaTorah at 2 o'clock in the morning, and my task when I made the Birchas HaTorah at 2 o'clock in the morning was that it shouldn't just go on my learning until Alois HaShachar. It was going on my learning even after Alois HaShachar. So in Meila, this svar that we said from the Tzvach, that even Rabbeinu Tam, that you mechuyiv in the bracha after Alois HaShachar, but if I make the bracha before Alois HaShachar, and my kavan is that it should go on the learning that I'm going to do after Alois HaShachar, that it works even according to Rabbeinu Tam. So then, we'll say this, the same thing. We'll say the Rosh Patsim is Moedah to Rabbeinu Tam. The Gabbis will say the Rosh is Moedah to Rabbeinu Tam, even though you become a Chuyiv after Alois HaShachar and Rubirchas HaTorah, but the Rubirchas HaTorah you made when you woke up in the middle of the night before Alois HaShachar patters that Chuyiv from after Alois HaShachar. The Meil is a Raya to this Tzar and the Tzach. And if I say that svara, and therefore the Magen Avraham can ask, the Magen Avraham can say, that, well, how do you know the Rosh, I have no right anymore that the Rosh disagrees that Rabbeinu Tam, legabe, the chiv, mega brichas ha-Torah, after Alois HaShachar. Aye, the Shulchan Aruch himself says that after Alois HaShachar, you don't have to make a new bracha. When I made the bracha before, that's because the bracha that I made when I woke up, kaidim arayim, pat is the chiv of learning after Alois HaShachar. The mail, it's a raya that even Rabbeinu Tam, taka works. And therefore, that's also why the steam is the mechaber is Soysim over there, and the Mechaber is telling me that the bracha that I made on Birchas HaTorah Kodim Ar Hayoyim will work even for after Alois HaShachar. Now, Abad Rabbeinu Tam will hold that the bracha I made yesterday morning doesn't work for today. There's a chiyuv to make a new bracha every day. But over here, where I already made the bracha yesterday morning, but when I woke up yesterday morning, I made the bracha. Now I made an extra bracha because I was mashkim Kodim Ar Hayoyim. So this extra bracha could patter up my chiyuv for the bracha that I'm going to make after Alois HaShachar. In Cain, if that's the case, that could be that's good for the Kavanah of the Magen Avraham and his Teretz. What the Magen Avraham is saying, that's good for the Magen Avraham, we ask the Kash, how can the Magen Avraham says a Svara, that when a person makes a Birchas HaTorah, his Das is that it should stop. His Das is that it should stop after 24 hours, and therefore after Alois HaShachar you make a new bracha. We said, well, Chayot HaMes, what are you talking about? How can you say such a thing? When a person makes a bracha on a food, on an apple, so a person could split his bracha and say, I want to make a new bracha on every single apple I eat. Avada, you can't do such a thing. The teretz is, the Magen Avraham is moido, that avada, you can't do such a thing. Because that's partially why Birchas HaTorah, a person can't wake up Sunday morning and say, I'm making a Birchas HaTorah and should pater my chiv for Birchas HaTorah for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for the entire week. Avada, you can't do that. You have a chiv to make a Birchas HaTorah every day, and you can't suspend. And it's automatic if you're making time that the bracha works for 24 hours. You can't say that I only want the bracha to work for 23 hours, not for 24. That you can't do. The only time the Magen Avraham says that you can have a zat das, you can make some sort of tliya, that whether the bracha should be chal, the bracha should be chal in a specific zman, that's only in this case, with batzem, that you're not mechuyev to make a birchas HaTorah right now. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. If you're being the time, you're not mechuyev to make the bracha. I'm only making the bracha because I wanted to pater that chiyuv that I want to do later. If it's that chiyuv I want to do later, which be'etzem, I'm not mechuyev in that birchas HaTorah right now because it's before Alois HaShachar. So legabi that, it's takatoli in your dad. So if a person could say, I want the bracha to end at Alois HaShachar, then about that, after Alois HaShachar, you're mechuyev to make a new bracha. But be'alma, in a regular case, if a person makes a bracha, about that, you can't do such a thing. Memela, what comes out is that this tzad of the tzlach is very moving. We understand sai the beside the Shulchan Aruch, and we understand sai the Magen Avraham, sai the Machatz HaShachar. So yoitz mitvareinu that we have a raya, the halacha lemaisa, that in this case where the pasuk of Shulchan Aruch, somebody's mashkin kaidim ar hayoyim, it should come out that there shouldn't be any problem for a person making the Birchas HaTorah, even the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, even though the halacha we are choshes for Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, but after peaking, there shouldn't be any problem with making the Birchas HaTorah beforehand, because your kavan is that it's going after Alois HaShachar. I saw in the Shlomo Kluger and Tshuvas HaElvach HaShlomo, in our Chaim Simla Megillah, Paskin is not like this. He says Avadi does not work. If somebody was up the whole night, he's not Yoitza with the Birchas HaTorah that he made before Alois HaShachar. Yeah, Dafka have to wait till after Alois HaShachar in order to be Yoitza the Bracha and the Fira Beni Tam. Which is the Chayr doesn't stream with this he said. It could be he understood like the other Tzad in the Tzlach. But Al Kaponim Yishloden, that if what's probably more common is even if the person's not making the bracha himself, but let's say somebody who is near Kol Laila and he wants to be Yoitza Birchas HaTorah from somebody else. So somebody was up the whole night. So Avada, according to the Rosh, you can't make a new Shidus HaRosh, the Mashmois, the Mechaber, the Magen Avraham explained, you can't make a Birchas HaTorah, the Fi that day. So what the minig is that someone was up the entire night to get someone else to be Moitzim. So if the person is being Moitzim, is making the Birchas HaTorah after Alois HaShachar, so very good. So then there's no problem. What if he wants the person went to sleep and he woke up and he's making the Birchas HaTorah right now, it's before Alois HaShachar. So if he's making the Birchas HaTorah, which we said, making the Birchas HaTorah before Alois HaShachar, the halacha of the Mechaber says is good. So the person who's making the bracha, he doesn't have any problems. He's allowed to make the bracha before Alois HaShachar. But the other person wants to be out with him. The person who was up the whole night, wants to be yoytze, he wants to have kavana to be yoytze with this person who's making the bracha now, it's before Alois HaShachar, so l'chayra you could say that it's a shtickle problem, because if you hold it, the feeling of the Alfa HaShleimu, that he sums up the whole night, can only be yoytze after Alois HaShachar, can't be yoytze before Alois HaShachar, l'chayra won't work. However, according to our shtickle Torah, the even Rabbeinu Tam would be murdered in such a case that if somebody is near Kol Laila mitzad Rabbeinu Tam, you can make the bracha before Alois HaShachar, and that bracha will be chal b'negeya, his tepater up his chiyav after Alois HaShachar, so therefore there wouldn't be any problem with being yoytz the bracha from hearing it from somebody else before Alois HaShachar.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.